listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. People who display or trade the Nazi symbol will face up to 12 months in jail under a federal government crackdown. The Attorney General will introduce a bill next week and wants it passed by the end of the year. A Liberal senator is planning to refer a government payout made to Brittany Higgins to the anti-corruption watchdog. Ms. Higgins received a personal injury claim after her alleged rape case was thrown out due to juror misconduct. Linda Reynolds saying there are serious issues with the swift way the claim was settled after the Albanese government came to power. The Medicare subsidy rate has dropped to its lowest level since the scheme began. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare finding the government covered 73% of appointment payments in February. Spokesperson Adrian Webster says that compares to an average of 79.
We do see in the data over the most recent period, sort of for the last 6 months or so, there's been quite a rapid decline in the subsidy rate.
Prince Harry has finished giving evidence in his phone hacking trial, spending almost 8 hours under cross-examination. An emotional Duke of Sussex telling the court his phone may have been hacked daily for 15 years. And finally, Apple is updating a very frustrating feature allowing us to swear. A swear word will no longer change to ducking as AI will be able to detect the context. In the NRL, and AJ Brimson returns ahead of schedule from a hamstring injury for the Titans' clash with the Tigers tonight. Coach Justin Holbrook says the fullback is a vital player for them.
He's as important to us as, you know, Turbo is to Manly and, you know, Tedesco is the Roosters. He's that good. He's missing too many games and he's too important.
Turning to AFL, and Sydney regains one co-captain but loses another ahead of tonight's Round 13 opener against St Kilda. Dane Rampey returns from a neck injury while Luke Parker goes out with suspension. Swans great Jude Bolton says there's a lot on the line for both sides.
Hopefully the game lives up to the billing because both teams need this win. The Saints have been win-loss a couple of weeks in a row, and the Swans were just got over the line against North Melbourne, and then they had a good win against Carlton before the bye.
And Travis Head has owned India's attack, putting Australia in a dominant position after day one of the World Test Championship final.